Oh, Lorenzo, you're never flustered. But I tell you, if there was a day for flustering, the news machine just has not stopped. So we'll try to get everything in for you. The ban on gay marriage in Florida has been overturned, but in Monroe County and only Monroe County, Judge Luis Garcia ordered marriage licenses to be issued starting next Tuesday at the clerk's office. But as the saying goes, it's complicated. Let's hear first from a plaintiff in the case. Aaron Huntsman is one of a pair of Key West bartenders who've been together for 11 years, and he says he was elated to find out he could legally marry William Jones.
We're talking about going down on Tuesday to get our marriage license. It's going to be a 3-day waiting time. They're writing the law right now on how that's going to go. So Tuesday is the day. It would love for everybody to come down and join us at the courthouse on Tuesday.
But the state has already filed its appeal, which automatically stops the process. Harry Mahet is an attorney for the Liberty Council, which opposes same-sex marriage.
The appeal has been filed, and that operates as an automatic stay of the court's decision. So there will be no marriage licenses issued in Monroe County until a Court of Appeals reviews this ruling. Judge Garcia does not have the last word on marriage, thankfully. The Liberty Council has been involved in this issue from day one, and we will continue to stay involved.
Still, Tony Lima, executive director of the gay rights group SAVE, says this appeal was to be expected, but it does not diminish today's ruling.
It helps set the stage for our federal case with the ACLU against the governor and the attorney general for marriage recognition. So I think it's a great first step that we can all be really, really excited about.
Candidate Charlie Crist has selected Miami-Dade Democratic Party Chairman Annette Tadeo Goldstein as his running mate for lieutenant governor. John O'Connor was there for the announcement.
When Charlie Crist stopped at a converted warehouse for entrepreneurs, 12-year-old Andrew Castro handed him a miniature state of Florida produced by a 3D printer.
Little Florida. Thank you. What's your name?
It's so neat.
What, Andrew?
Andrew.
Chris is at Lab Miami because he thinks another South Floridian can help hand him the whole state this fall. Annette Tadeo Goldstein is experienced raising money and turning out Democrats on Election Day. Chris says he's proud of his running mate.
She's just a role model, I think, for so many Floridians, and truly has lived the American dream, born in Colombia.
Tadeo Goldstein says she understands Florida families.
But I bring also that different perspective as a working mom and as a small business owner, which is really nice. And I'm really proud of him that he sees the need for us to have a voice.
Tadeo Goldstein's selection means both Crist and Republican Governor Rick Scott chose lieutenant governors from South Florida. Crist admits Miami-Dade will be a key battleground in November.
Well, the geography is a benefit. There's no question about it. But the main thing that I thought about when I thought about picking Annette was, you know, her readiness to serve, her willingness to serve.
Democrats need big wins in South Florida counties to win statewide because so much of the state is solidly Republican. I'm John O'Connor in Miami.
The first two cases of the fever chikungunya have originated locally, says the state health department, and not from the Caribbean. Spread by mosquitoes, not from person to person. One confirmed case in Dade County, the other in Palm Beach County. It's not life-threatening usually, but you are advised to see a doctor. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Lorenzo, I hope you're sufficiently unflustered now.